welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testaments, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign into Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 224466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Alternatively, you can find the full recording on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is entitled Jesus Binds Himself to Us Through Grace.
So, Psalm 71, O God, be not far from me. In you, O Lord, do I seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me.
Be for me a stronghold to which I may ever resort. Send out to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the evildoer and the oppressor.
For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence, even from my youth.
Upon you have I leaned from my birth, when you drew me from my mother's womb. My praise shall be always of you.
I have become a portent to many, but you are my refuge and my strength.
Let my mouth be full of your praise and your glory all the day long.
Do not cast me away in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails.
For my enemies are talking against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together.
They say God has forsaken him. Pursue him and take him, because there is none to deliver him.
O God, be not far from me. Come quickly to help me, O my God.
Let those who are against me be put to shame and disgrace. Let those who seek to do me evil be covered with scorn and reproach.
But as for me, I will hope continually and will praise you more and more.
My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and salvation all the day long, for I know no end of the telling.
I will begin with the mighty works of the Lord God. I will recall your righteousness, yours alone.
O God, you have taught me since I was young, and to this day I tell of your wonderful works.
Forsake me not, O God, when I am old and grey-headed, till I make known your deeds to the next generation and your power to all that are to come.
And your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens, and the great things you have done. Who is like you, O God?
What troubles and adversities have you shown me? And yet you will turn and refresh me and bring me from the deep of the earth again.
Increase my honour, turn again and comfort me.
Therefore will I praise you up upon the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel.
My lips will sing out as I play to you, and so will my soul with you, which you have redeemed.
My tongue also will tell of your righteousness all the day long. For they shall be shamed and disgraced who sought to do me evil.
O God, be not far from me. So our Old Testament is a story actually of greed and of misuse of power. And the context is it's very important in the Jewish traditions to keep your own possessions for your prosperity. And there was a law that land and possessions would stay within the tribe and the name of the father. So that's helpful context to understand why it was such a misuse of power for a king to try to acquire a piece of land that didn't belong to him, and why it was very right for that person to refuse that request. And we'll see how the story ends. Later, the following events took place. Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard in Jezreel, beside the place of King Ahab of Samaria. And Ahab said to Naboth, "Give me your vineyard, so that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it's near my house. We'll give you a better vineyard for it. Or if it seems good to you, I'll give you its value in money. But Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid that I should give you my ancestral inheritance." Ahab went home resentful and sullen because of what Naboth, the Jezreelite, had said to him. For he had said, "I will not give you my ancestral inheritance." He lay down on his bed, turned away his face, and would not eat. His wife Jezebel came to him and said, "Why are you so depressed that you will not eat?" He said to her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Give me your vineyard for money, or else, if you prefer, I'll give you another vineyard for it.' But he answered, 'I will not give you my vineyard.' His wife Jezebel said to him, 'Do you now govern Israel? Get up, eat some food, and be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite.' So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal. She sent the letters to the elders and the nobles who lived with Naboth in his city. And she wrote in the letters, 'Proclaim a fast and seat Naboth at the head of the assembly. Seat two scoundrels opposite him, and have them bring a charge against him, saying, "You have cursed God and the king." Then take him out and stone him to death." The man of his city, the elders and the nobles who lived in the city, did as Jezebel had sent word to them, just as it was written in the letters that she had sent to them. They proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth at the head of the assembly. Then two scoundrels came in and sat opposite of him. And the scoundrels brought a charge against Naboth, and in the presence of the people, saying, "Naboth cursed God and the king." So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death. And then they sent to Jezebel, saying, "Naboth has been stoned, and he is dead." As soon as Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, "Go, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money. For Naboth is not alive but dead." And as soon as Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, Ahab set out to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of him. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Go down to meet the king Ahab of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He is now in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone to take possession. You shall say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, have you killed and also taken possession?' You shall say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, was also your blood.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I do apologize for my dog. He's
just at the right time.
We're not a friendly dog outside, so we'll have our second reading, which is taken from Acts chapter 21.
Just as Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he said to the tribune, "May I say something to you?" The tribune replied, "Do you know Greek? Then you are not the Egyptian who recently stirred up a revolt and led 4,000 assassins into the wilderness?" Paul replied, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of an important city. I beg you, let me speak to the people." When he had given him permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the people for silence. And when there was a great hush, he addressed them in the Hebrew language, saying, "Brothers and fathers, listen to the defense that I now make before you." When they heard him addressing them in Hebrew, they became even more quiet. Then he said, "I am a Jew born in Tarsus, in Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, educated strictly according to our ancestral law, being zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way up to the point of death by binding both men and women and putting them in prison, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify about me. From then, I also received letters to brothers in Damascus. I went there in order to bind those who were there and to bring them back to Jerusalem for punishment. While I was on my way and approaching Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone about me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" Then he said to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting." Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who was speaking to me. I asked, "What am I to do, Lord?" And the Lord said to me, "Get up and go to Damascus, where you will be told everything that has been assigned to you to do." Since I could not see because of the brightness of the light, those who were with me took my hand and led me to Damascus. A certain Ananias, who was a devout man according to the law and well spoken by all the Jews living there, came to me, and standing beside me, he said, "Brother Saul, regain your sight." In that very hour, I regained my sight and saw him. Then he said, "The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear his own voice. For you will be his witness to all the world of what you have seen and heard. And now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized, and have your sins washed away, calling on his name." After I had returned to Jerusalem, and while I was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance and saw Jesus saying to me, "Hurry and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me." And I said, "Lord, they themselves know that in every synagogue I am imprisoned and beat those who believed in you. And while the blood of your witness Stephen was shed, I myself was standing by, approving and keeping the coats of those who killed him." Then he said to me, "Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles."
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.